Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity, as always, to welcome all of you Darrell campus students online by the internet and Roku. This is Catching the Waves of Revival. And once again, how refreshing it is to come out our session with the apostle. Now, if y'all want to know what makes ministry easy, watch who you're connected to. Never forget that. Yes, sir. Jesus said the servant can never be greater than his master. Yes, sir. He can be as his master, but not greater than his master. Yes, and I'm sure you hear this in all of your classes. We as instructors have a great appreciation for the man of God that's in our lives. Yes. Our lives have been impacted and continue to be impacted because of the apostolic call that's upon his life. And that also means your lives, too, yes, sir. Because I believe you're in this school with destiny written all over your name. Yes, so, Father, tonight, we thank you for all of these students. We thank you once again for our apostle and founder of this school. We thank you for the purpose that this school was founded, because this is a spirit school, a school where we learn how to flow and function in the supernatural. So we thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. None greater than he. He's the true teacher. And may tonight he open up the word of God to us so we can catch the wave and the winds of revival and change this atmosphere in the world which we live. And we thank you for it and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to look at chapter number 2. Some of these things are found in chapter number 2. It talks about end time revival. Now, what's amazing to me is, you often hear me say this. I grew up in the churches of God in Christ, and, my brother bears witness with this. Every day, at least once a week, we heard Jesus is coming back. This is the end time. You know, and so, I mean, I'm 56 years old, you know, and Jesus is coming back. Y'all imagine, I've been 56 years of this, you know, Jesus is coming back. But, you know, he's already here. You know, and so we need to start functioning as though he's here. Come on now, watch what I'm about to say. Spiritual timing is one of the key elements to catching the waves of revival. I think last time I ended off by telling you every 40 years something significant happens. And that's because, see, God is the great mathematician. And God has planned the ages by Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. When it comes to spiritual timing, we have to understand God is never late. He's never behind. He's never off course. He's never off schedule. Because all things are working according to his divine plan. Amen. That'll keep you from going to preach before your time. You got the itch. Yeah. But you never let God talk. Spiritual timing is a key element in everything that God is doing. Because watch this. God is working on millions of things all at one time. And he need them all to come together. Watch this. So his agenda, his purpose, his plan can be fulfilled. That is no clearer than in Acts chapter 2. We'll look at that, but let me say this. Acts 2:1 talks about, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. All right. See, they used to celebrate a feast of Pentecost. Y'all listening? Yes, sir. Under the Old Testament, it was a type and a shadow. Under the New Testament, it's the reality. God was trying to show them it's coming, but in Acts 2:1, it's here. Because everything with God is about timing. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Notice the term fully come. See, God has a fully come for you, a right time for you. A fruit ain't ready to be eaten until it's right. See, you listening? So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Now, it goes on to say, this is the author, God's time is precise in every outpouring. God's timing is precise. Many times we want things to happen and we start pushing the flesh button or the wrong envelope. We get ahead of God's timing. I've heard apostles say this many times, I'd rather be behind God than in front of him. Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather move just a little bit behind. It's good to be in sync with him, but it's never good to be ahead of him. Y'all with me? So in every outpouring, it's about God is precise in his timing. And timing comes from that Greek word kairos, which is a specific and an appointed time in God. Notice, a specific and a appointed time in God related to a thousand other plans. He alone can coordinate. God moves on time, and spiritual timing is the key to spiritual harvest. Okay? I'm going to go on to the next one, then I'm going to come back and share some things about that. So that's the first thing I wanted to get, spiritual timing. Number two talks about spiritual preparation. Okay? Spiritual timing, spiritual preparation. Okay? Now, I want you to keep that in mind. Now, let me say this before I get to spiritual preparation. Spiritual timing. You find these phrases all through the Bible. Y'all know in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it is verse 1, it said there's a time and a season for, get it, Ecclesiastes 3, because you need to look at this. See, without having this in your heart, you can try to do things out of sync with God. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Then things get out of sync, and now God, because God is the God of timing, God is the God of timing. If a person who God chose to do something moves out of sync, God got to raise somebody else up. Come on, talk to me. So watch this. Delay never means denial. A divine delay doesn't mean denial. It could mean somebody God was talking to stepped outside of what he... Nah, come on, talk to me. So now God got to raise somebody else up, which takes time. Come on, talk to me. All right. Well, I told y'all, if please ask, okay, read, what does it say? 3:1, what does it say?
Everything, therefore.
To everything, hold up, not some things.
Everything.
To everything. So there's a season, watch this, in God that's attached to everything in your life. So why are you in a hurry to get married? Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, if you rush that, it can mess you up. You get married to the wrong one. That's 40 years of hell.
Yeah.
Y'all say the Jehovah's Witness say there's hell on earth. Marriage wrong is hell on earth.
Yeah.
All right, come on. To everything, there is a
season.
And what?
And a time to every purpose.
Notice. Now, wait. To everything, there is a season and a time
to every purpose under the heaven.
To every purpose under the heaven. Y'all got it?
Yes,
so for every purpose, there's a time and a season attached to it.
Yes, sir.
Can't get away from it.
Yes, sir.
See? And so when we understand that, we become settled in our hearts that we're in the right place at the right time. And it's the right season for what God want to do. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now turn to Galatians. Just so you can understand this, God is the God of timing. And this is something we must understand about God. The reason that God knows the beginning from the end is because he is not in time. He is the eternal God. Time is an interruption in eternity. Do y'all understand that? That's why the Bible talks about the eternal past. Because, see, eternity doesn't have a beginning, and eternity doesn't have an ending.
Amen.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
So time has to be an interruption. God set time. God set seasons. So God say, I know the end from the beginning because I'm Alpha and Omega. So nothing that goes on in your life surprises me. And then quit tripping about all the darkness in the world. I have the remedy for darkness, light. Problem is we've been preaching too much on darkness. See, this dominion that apostle is talking about is this next wave of glory. See, when the glory show up, the kingdom is advanced in power, in prosperity, in every area. It's a takeover. See, we as kingdom citizens are to subdue the kingdoms of this world. They ain't talking about going to heaven. That's talking about making all the kingdoms of the world here in the earth. That's our purpose. And so God has set a time and a season, watch this, for the full manifestation of what you're hearing right now. The church is not going out of here weak, broke, and sick. The church cannot be caught up or raptured, all that you hear about rapture, because we preach the rapture like it's an escape hatch from the, you know, just enough time for us to get away from the devil. No, 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 baby. No, 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 no. We are called to subdue.
Yes.
And when we have put the last enemy underfoot, then we can go ahead on out of here.
Yes, sir.
But he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. And God is, watch this, doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It is God who is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's all about spiritual timing. In the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, read what it says.
Now I say
that the heir,
as long as the heir is a child, differeth nothing from a servant.
He's no different than a servant.
Though he be Lord of all.
Though you're Lord of everything. Hold up. He's talking about us right here, right now. We have dominion right now.
Yes.
Okay. Read.
But he's under tutors.
And governors.
Until the time appointed of the Father.
There it is. There you see it?
Yes.
See, watch this. I know people, you get born again, but you ain't a full son or daughter yet. Oh, Jesus. I say, you're born again, but you're not a full son or daughter yet. Oh, Jesus. You know, the Bible, y'all heard apostle teach this. You know, a lot of people struggle with this teaching because it's apostolic.
Yes,
it's not religious.
Yes,
it's not traditional.
Yes,
see, the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You don't come up here being led. You got to be taught.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You have to be taught how to be led by the Spirit. You have to be trained. That's the essence of becoming a true daughter and a true son. Jesus grew to the point he said, I do always the things that please my daddy. Why? Because I'm up under the control and the influence of the Holy Spirit. That's why he didn't do ministry at 12 years old. He didn't have nothing to work with. He was growing in wisdom and growing in stature. He was a child of the Holy Ghost. But God had set a time for him to be manifested. It's about spiritual timing. Keep reading what it says.
Even so we,
when we were children,
we were in bondage
under the elements of the world.
But when the fullness of the time was come.
All right, there it is. But when the fullness of the time was come. See, everything is about spiritual.
Amen.
Now, apostle, because remember, see, we have to bring things up to date. People read the Bible like it's a story. This actually happened.
Yeah.
But whatever God is saying, he's still doing.
Yes, sir.
Now, apostle has made a declaration about what's going on right now. Your financial deliverance is here.
Yes, sir.
And if you be obedient and just do the things he said because of the apostolic decree, things will take off and happen in your life.
Yes.
Get your ledger.
Yes, sir.
Sow your seed and write it down.
Yes.
And then look for the manifestation.
Yes, sir.
It's dated and timed.
Come on.
Because there's a season attached to it.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then there are other scriptures. I don't have time to go through them. The Bible says there would be a time of refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me. The Bible talks about the times of the restitution of all things.
Yeah.
We have to know that God is the God of timing. I told you God is accurate. 50 is the number of Pentecost. You got it? Jesus, after he was raised from the dead, was with his apostles whom he chosen, teaching them about the things pertaining unto the kingdom of God. Watch this. For 40 days and 40 nights. 40 is the number of temptation, tests, trials, and temptation. Jesus spent 40 days, come on, in the wilderness being tempted of the devil. Come on, talk to me. The children of Israel roamed in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure out God is talking. Y'all listening to what I'm saying? So 40 is the number of tests, trials, and temptation. 10 is the number of Pentecost. I mean, 50 years. 10 days later, Jesus told him, don't even leave from Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. But he knew it could not come until Pentecost showed up. So he said, go into the upper room and wait for the promise of the Father. Because there's a time that he going to show up. All right. Y'all got it? Okay. So we got timing right. 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 Watch this. Some of us could not have been born many years ago.
That's right.
We wouldn't have made it, huh?
No.
You'd have been dead, huh? Yeah. Yeah. You slaves. You ought have been dead. Huh? Take me out. I'm talking, he know back, I'm back there. He'd have been there, him back there. Yeah, he dead, yep, dead, yep. Him right here, dead, yep, dead, dead, dead. Dead, dead. I can pull y'all out. Because there was some stuff we wasn't taking. Massa would have had to kill us. Because all we were going to try to kill Massa. So be glad you were born in this generation. y'all better hear what I'm saying. Because some of that stuff I see right now disturbs me too bad. I say, God, thank you I was not there. You never would have made it. Touch my wife, you dead. Touch my daughter, you dead, dead, dead. Come on, talk to me. I'm just trying to help y'all. Woo, thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all learning? Are y'all learning? Okay, spiritual preparation. Second thing is spiritual preparation. Now turn to Acts 2, 1 through 4. We'll talk about it. They were all with one accord in one place. Spiritual preparation. They were all, notice the phrasing, with one accord in one place.
Yeah.
Put it another way. Everybody that was in the one place had the same agenda.
Yeah.
We are here to wait for the promise of the Father. Y'all got it? So God cannot move unless man have prepared themselves in accordance to his word. Everybody want to talk about what God is doing. Hold up. Let's talk right here. Do you really think Apostle Thompson is accomplishing all of this because woola out of the sky, God just grabbed him? No, there was some preparation.
Yes.
Let me put it to you in the term that Paul wrote over half the New Testament wrote. Paul wrote this. He said it himself. He said, the things that I know, I didn't learn from a man. I didn't get it from a man. Neither did a man teach me. Y'all kind of quiet. When Jesus apprehended me, I didn't go to the chief apostle to the Jews, Peter. I separated myself and was separated unto God. And by revelation, he revealed himself to me. And by revelation, he taught me. Now watch this. And then this is the testimony that he said. He said, I labored more than all of the apostles. But it wasn't me laboring. It was the grace of God given to me. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. In other words, I made on purpose, I paid the price. On purpose, Apostle Thompson paid the price. On purpose. This is not an accident. Nothing going on is by osmosis. There was a price being paid. Somebody was reading the covers off the Bible. Somebody was listening to Fred Price three times a day. Somebody was following their spiritual father to every meet, no matter what part of the country it was in. The van broke down 20 times, still made it to the meeting. Didn't have the food to eat, still made it to the meeting. Didn't have the right clothes to wear, still made it to the meeting. Somebody was paying a price. Somebody took vacation to go to the meeting. Somebody didn't have a real vacation. They took their vacation to pursue the things of God. Spiritual preparation. This generation is lazy. Want something for nothing. They are kind of quiet. Oh, I want to be anointed. Yeah? The anointing is costly. It costs to be anointed. Y'all remember that alabaster box? Where that lady anointed his body for burial? She spent a whole year's wages to anoint his body for burial. Here's the principle. The anointing is costly. If it took a whole year's of wages to anoint his body, how much would it cost to walk in the spirit? That's all right. You go home and meditate that. Because you can't walk in the spirit and it jump on. You got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. When you around Apostle Thompson, you realize he be with God. And Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him, because he had the testimony that he pleased God. Miss Enoch don't know where Mr. Enoch went. One day he was with her and the next day he was gone. And God, if you ever hear somebody preach God took somebody, then they didn't see death. Because when God take you, death ain't on the menu. But he had a testimony. See, this is what I'm saying to you. We got to have the same testimony. We have to be able to say we walk with God. We talk with God. We please God so things can happen. That's called spiritual preparation. You can't catch no wave. As a matter of fact, look, we talk about timing. See, when we have to be like the sons of Issachar. We have to have an understanding of the times and the seasons of God. See, now you know, I know this won't sound too spiritual to some of you, but the year the Saints won the Super Bowl, I knew it. I can't explain how I did, but I knew it. As a matter of fact, my son called me a turncoat. He said, Daddy, you ain't never been for the Saints. Why are you jumping on the bandwagon? I say, son, it's in the air. No, see, y'all know I'm not trying. I'm trying to show you. See, we can just like what's going on right now with this finances. I'm telling you, if you don't tap in, you're going to get left behind. Money is moving and it's moving supernaturally because it's an apostolic decree based upon God's timing. I'll put it another way. The fullness of time has come. See, mamas try to get them babies out. You know, they can. Y'all women who had the baby. Amen. Pray Lord. You know what I'm talking about. Sometime my wife got tired of carrying Ron. Second child. I'll never forget what she said. Look, I don't care what we got to do. Put me in the car. Drive down a hill. Hit a bump. I'm tired. Y'all kind of quiet. Well, see, man, you ain't had to get your belly stretched and all this kind of stuff, you know, carrying this extra weight around. She was tired. And she was trying to get the fullest time to come, you know. But you know how them children are. They come when the time is. Y'all can talk to me. When the time is right. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, even when the doctors try to induce labor sometime, the little baby go, go ahead on, do what you're doing, bro. I ain't ready yet. Now, I want to show you another aspect. My Father, upon him going to glory. See, we act like death just got to come like it's all kind of surprise. My daddy said, I ain't dying yet. He said, I'm going to tell you when, he said, I'm going to tell you when I'm leaving. You don't hear that too much no more, you know. Right. People, I don't know. He said, I'm going to tell you when I'm leaving. He said, I told the Lord I won't be married to my wife for 50 years. He said, so my anniversary is June 19th. That's when I was married. And I told the Lord, I'm going to celebrate 50 years with my wife. Then I don't know why, but I'm just ready to leave. This, he was telling them for months, I'm leaving. They were looking at him. He said, I'm going. And he said to tell them this. The sickness and the disease didn't take me. I went because I just wanted to go. I know people don't understand that. It's not reasoning. I'm telling you. Men and women of God who are in control know things so they can bless their family. They can tell all the children the stuff they have to tell them. And before they, so you don't have to be tripping. Y'all with me? I'm talking about timing. I'm talking about what? Preparation. All right. The fire came, you know, it talks about different events of preparation. The fire came from heaven after the prophet Elijah had built the altar according to God's word. The rain came after Noah built the ark according to God's word. The apostles prepared themselves before the day of Pentecost and according to the prophetic revelation. Y'all understand that? In one place, with one accord. Say spiritual preparation. All right. Then, after spiritual timing and spiritual preparation, now I know this is crazy, but I think we can all attest to it. Even after you do everything God told you to do, and your spiritual timing and preparation, when God shows up suddenly, it's still like he caught you off guard.
Yes, sir.
Y'all act like y'all know God. No, you don't. No, you done did all of this and all of this, and you all of a sudden you just flowing and going about your business and boom, he come. So these words, suddenly, immediately, and straightway, are words that talk about a spiritual outburst. See, where they were in the upper room with one accord in one place, it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Now you have to understand, see, some of us get so spiritual, we lose it. Do you understand that it was a sound greater than a tornado coming? The sound of a rushing mighty wind? Some of y'all never sat through a hurricane, right? Because y'all don't get them up here too often. But right down, just a little bit down from here, called New Orleans. I don't know why my son talked me into this. I should have slapped myself. Because on the inside, I knew I should have left. My son came up with this bright idea. Now, I sat through Betsy. Okay, I wasn't interested really in sitting through no more storms because, you know, one is enough. Because that wind howl the entire time, the hurricane, it could be 24 hours. It's a noise you can't explain. But that's one level. But when the lights go out, the AC go out, fridge go out, TV go out, now you in this heat got to deal with this mess. My family suffered. Because then the next dumb thing I didn't, if you had a generator, we would have made it. So when the fullness of time was coming, it was time to get a generator. Can't be going through that hell no more. But y'all understand what I'm saying. He talked me into staying there, but I had to hear that wind all night long. So when I'm talking about this suddenly coming, I'm talking about that sound. showing up as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What I'm trying to show you, it was a sudden outburst of power. It actually took them into another dimension. Come on now. Another dimension, another realm. They got ushered into another realm like that. I mean, just like that. It was a snap. Bam. They were not filled, then they were filled. You don't understand. When you're filled with the Spirit, baby, you switch. You step over into another realm. Put it another way. You have access to another realm. You remember Coward Peter?
Yeah.
Huh? Who said, Jesus, I'm going to fight. Now, his heart was right. Because he proved in the Garden of Gethsemane when they came to get Jesus, Peter was serious. They came to get him. Peter took that sword. Let's get this thing started. Jesus said, man, put that sword up. We ain't here to fight after the flesh. Hold that. Don't you know I got power? I can get out of this. This is my destiny. But he told Peter, you're still going to deny me twice before the cock crow thrice. Peter like, I ain't going to deny you, but he did. And his heart was broken. Y'all remember that? He fled. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, go call my disciples and Peter. Why didn't he just include Peter with all the disciples? Because Peter was so hurt, he walked away from him. But Jesus loved him so much, he called him back. Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. And that coward Peter, who walked away on the day of Pentecost, when he got filled with the Holy Ghost after spiritual timing and preparation, he was the one who stood up and preached. And 3,000 was added to the church that day. See, that's what these suddenly and these immediately outbursts are going to do. Churches who look like they didn't have many will instantly be filled. Now, this is what I want you to see. Some people think it happened overnight, but it didn't. Didn't happen overnight. It happened because they took time to prepare themselves. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
They took the time to prepare themselves. So that was a spiritual outburst. Then, after the spiritual outburst, there comes a spiritual liberty. Freedom. Man, Peter was free on the day of Pentecost. Matter of fact, drunk people are free. Why, you need a little wine. You too tight. Wine, get you right. All right, see, y'all looking at me. Here we go. Here we go again. You got to read the Bible to understand pictures that God is. All right, the first miracle is a miracle of this sudden outburst. You didn't see it because nobody never taught it to you. Y'all remember what Jesus' mother told him to do? Said they don't have no wine here. Jesus said, what I got to do with that? Turn to, this is the last thing you're going to hear about because time is up. Come on, real quick. Huh? This is the first miracle that was done. John 2:5 say what? Whatsoever he says unto you what? All right, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, read what Jesus told the men to do.
And there were set there six water pots.
Of stone. Hold up. Why not seven? Why not 8, 9, 10, 11? I told you God is the great mathematician and God is the God of timing. Six water pots full of stones. Read.
After the manner of the purifying of the Jews.
Read.
Containing two or three firkins apiece.
Read.
Jesus said unto them. Fill the water pots with water.
How many water pots were they?
Six.
You know why it was six? Six is the number of man. Water represents the word. When the word of God enters a man who has a stony heart, the water turns his heart to pliable, flexible, where God can use it. But that's the well you got born again. Jesus said, now fill the pot with water and bring it to the governor and have the governor to pour out and drink. That was a type of the Holy Spirit. New wine. Fresh wine that never gets stale and old. Spiritual timing, spiritual preparation, spiritual liberty. We'll get to the next ones in the next session.
Yes, sir.
So I don't get fired.